And the beastly board approached the castle gates.
Dad, I was thinking maybe today could be the day we would build the snowman, because it snowed a lot last night.
Let's look outside and make sure it's safe.
Dad, it's been 6 years since the bears dragged off Mom. I think they've, wandered out of town or something. I don't think they're going to come back.
Alaska is a wild and dangerous place. We can't be too careful. I can't lose you the way I lost her.
Look, there's only like 8 potential ways I could die by building a snowman. And a lot of them are fairly unlikely.
Go build your snowman. I am going to sit on the porch here with a shotgun aimed in your general direction, ready to take out any threat that comes near to you.
All right, well, Dad, I mean, that's really nice and protective of you, but I should mention that accidental gun violence is the leading cause of death in Alaska.
It is by far the way that you are most likely to die, by building a snowman. That is reason number one how you might die. Bears is number 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm most likely to be taken out either by hypothermia, because it's wind chill of -30 out there, or by you accidentally shooting me because you saw some wildlife walk up to me, like a friendly moose or a little husky or something.
There is no such thing as a friendly moose. A moose, if it could, would kill you and everyone you care about without even thinking twice.
Yeah, that is actually much more likely than bears, because moose kill a lot more people than bears.
It's number 4 on the list.
Easily provoked and very dangerous animals.
Son, I've come to a decision right now that I should have come to 6.5 years ago. We are moving out of this godforsaken, beautiful state.
All right, Dad, but how are we moving out? Are we going to take a plane? Because the size of plane we'd have to take out of this rural village, failure rate's pretty high, good chance of it going down and killing us all. If we're going to take a boat, poof, I don't have to remind you what happened in Titanic. I mean, we could take the snow machine, but you know how quick those flip, and, my childhood best friend got killed on one of those things.
We can't walk out of here. We'd die within an hour.
Well, I know I'm only 8, but do you want to start drinking heavily?
This multitude of malice that the king was.
Barry, it's been a while since we've been out and mauled anybody.
I know, Bearsworth. I just feel kind of bad because, as much as I enjoy human flesh, there's so many ways those idiots die out here in Alaska that I feel just bad being one on the list.
I don't feel bad at all. It's who we are. It's what we do. I embrace my bear nature. You might even say, I bear hug it.
All right. Bearsworth, we talked about the bear puns being a little bit overwhelming when both of us already have the word bear in our names. And it's really easy to make bear puns. They're very low effort. They're not particularly original or funny. So I just want to nip this in the bud right now.
I'm offended by what you say, but I'm just barely offended.
Well, I'm very sorry about it. I was just going to point out, we can catch king salmon, and they're a lot tastier than humans.
They are. They taste so much better, but they're so much less satisfying. The humans, they run, they scream, they cry. When you're pulling out their insides, the sounds they make, it just makes me happy on the inside.
It is a really good time killing humans. Oh my God, look, 2 bears. I'm going to go in closer for a photo, guys. Wow, I can't believe I got to see bears on my trip to Alaska.
They're right there.
I mean, he's asking for it. He's like 3 feet away from me right now, right?
You wouldn't even have to move. Just reach out a paw.
All right. I mean, does he think I don't see him? He's like right there.
We're wild animals. We can't be held responsible.
Oh, nice kill.
Barry, he didn't even scream at all.
It's humans, all right. Do you want some human?
Oh my God, Ned got eaten by bears. We should be more careful. I'm gonna go try to recover his things. He has my driver's license.
Really? He's coming.
This one's all you. This one's all you. I'm busy.
He's so careful, so quiet. He doesn't see me coming, guys. It's gonna be okay. I'm just gonna get my driver's license so I can get back home.
Oh, that's the best!
Oh, man. I was happy about my human, but that was way better. Good kill. Good kill. Well done.
Yes!
Very good work today.
For the Blue Wizard, at
long... Do you know that when I was a boy, your grandfather, may he rest in peace, was so scared he wouldn't even let me leave this cabin to go build a snowman.
Is that why you will not let me go build a snowman?
Yes.
I'd like to go build a snowman.
Yeah, I know, and it's good packing snow right now, and there's no logical reason why I should not let you go. But the thing is, it is family tradition that we don't build snowmen because of all the dangerous things that can kill you in Alaska. And I am moderately scared of several of those things.
But Dad, bears went extinct 20 years ago.
I know. I know, there aren't any more bears. The moose all got hunted into extinction as well. Global warming melted all of the... Well, that doesn't make sense, we're going to build snowmen, never mind that.
Well, there's still snow. There's still weather. It's cold sometimes.
Right. I know building a snowman now is mostly just, you know, gathering enough mud since all the snow is gone. I guess the most dangerous thing is alcoholism, which is what took your grandfather.
Seems like the danger of alcoholism is most acute here inside the cabin.
I'm starting to realize maybe your grandpa bit it so early because he was so afraid to go outside. Maybe if he had gone outside and taken more risks, there would have been, you know, more to experience and less to drink about.
Are you saying that I could go outside and build my snowman now?
All right. I'll let you go outside and build your snowman out of mud. But I'm going to be sitting on the porch with a shotgun aimed right at your head, just in case anything attacks.
Okay. This is the best day of my whole life.
All right. Let's go, son. Enjoy your first day outside.
I can hardly breathe because of fires.
Oh, shit. I think I saw a butterfly. Oh. Damn. Son, are you okay? Son,
no.
Talk to me. I shouldn't have fired. I got nervous that butterfly was venomous. Son. Oh, no. Boy, Alaska is sure rough. I'm going to go inside and hit the bottle a little more.
There will be danger.
Come on in. Welcome to Fairbanks Brewery.
Oh, thank you. I work for a very popular brewery in Chicago. I won't even name them. I don't want to be a name dropper, but I'm very excited to try your little beers.
Chicago, that's a big city. I heard of that one.
Yes, yes.
They have that sports team, you know? The one.
Yeah, all of the sports teams are in Chicago.
Yeah, that's... Well, you're a big fancy city boy.
Oh, well, I mean, just because the population of my city is literally 15 times the population of your entire state does not mean that we're in some way superior or, that we're more cultured or anything. I'm actually really excited to be in your quaint little village tasting your silly little beers.
You got some fancy clothes there. Look at those dungarees. Those are like corduroy.
Oh.
Authentic corduroy dungarees.
Just casual wear. Yeah, honestly, just a few $100s, really, really. Everything in my whole ensemble would be less than $1,000 retail. It's, I did not want to wear my nice clothes to Alaska.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a really nice jacket you got there. It smells like you got goose in there someplace.
Listen, this has been nice, but I was hoping to try a couple of your beers.
Oh, sure, yeah. Here you go. This will knock you on your ass. This is a room temperature American style lager. See if your fancy city palate can handle that.
Well, lagers are notoriously difficult to brew, so I like that you challenged my palate away with something that I can detect the delicacies of. So I'm very excited to take a sip of this lager and see, your attempt on the style.
You'll notice that the color is that of someone who has not consumed a whole bunch of water in the day and has
Oh.
then peed into a glass.
Yes, which is exactly on style for the American lager. So very good. Oh yes, low carbonation. Interesting. More of a cask conditioning that type of experience, I see. I'm just going to give it a swirl, a sniff. Oh, there's a remarkably pungent odor.
One of the defining characteristics is the pungent bouquet.
Oh, what a funk this has. Most excellent. Tastes like piss.
Oh yeah, did I mean I forgot to mention that we use a unique human filtering system where
Ah.
we ingest the ingredients and then you drink my pee. Finally, college! Leaving home behind, coming down to the lower 48, gonna drink beer until I can't see, and I'm gonna get a degree in archaeology.
Heck yeah, man. They said we'd never make it out of Fairbanks, and look at us now. Bro, before we go, one thing I gotta tell you. I can't be your roommate, man.
No, I've been thinking about it too. We cannot just hang out together like we were back home. We're far away from home. We got to broaden our horizons.
Broaden our horizons, spread our wings, and fly, as they say. Also, just got my acceptance letter. Turns out I actually did not get accepted. I was rejected. So, also, I can't be your roommate because I can't actually enroll in college, but I'm still going with you.
I don't understand. You're smarter than I am.
Yeah, man. They made me take one of those standardized tests. I have never learned any math or science or reading. Man, I can skin a bear, but that wasn't anywhere on the ACT.
Skinning a bear is a practical skill that you have to stay alive.
That's what I thought, man. That test barely reflected all the things I do well.
Well, that's culturally insensitive. They're catering to some sort of ivory tower elites.
It's all right, man. I got a backup plan. I got accepted into a community college for a 2-year associate's degree in animal husbandry.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I'll just come do that with you.
Are you sure you got into 4-year school? You got into MU. That stands for something.
I was hoping to find out what it stood for in the first couple weeks.
I mean,
But archaeology isn't that important. I mean, it's not going anywhere. I can always come back to it.
well, yeah, but what if somebody else finds all the good dinosaur bones before you?
All of the talented archaeologists already found all the good stuff. Frankly, I was hoping to be the first one to find dinosaur bones on another planet.
Oh, did the dinosaurs live on other planets?
There's only one way to find out, by getting a bachelor's degree in archaeology at MU.
Only 4 of you enrolled in this highly controversial new class within the archaeology department at MU. But I'm glad that you're interested in learning archaeology in space.
This is
Now.
going to be so exciting. I'm going to be Indiana Jones and Han Solo all at once. Double Harrison Ford!
Imagine that being the same person. That's wild. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't get funding for this class in a traditional sense. Also, I'm no longer employed. as a tenured member of the faculty as of last Thursday. However, this janitorial closet is not going to be used till 3 p.m. You four were interested in this, so we're going to have class.
Sir, I was wondering if I want to also get my law degree, I could be a triple Harrison Ford as well. Professor, I found it. I found a bone.
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah.
It is a bone. So, good job there. It's an antler, specifically. A portion of an antler, not a whole antler.
Oh, yeah.
Probably from a moose.
Oh. No, I found that in my bedroom closet.
Did a moose die in your bedroom closet?
Now I'm wondering if a moose died in my bedroom closet.
Did you find any other moose bones in your closet?
No, but once I just found that bone, I stopped looking for bones because I went in there for a cardigan and I found a bone and I thought, wow, there's a bone in here. As an archaeology student, I like bones. I'm going to take this to my professor. So I left the house and I didn't even grab a cardigan and now I'm cold.
Well, yeah, it's about 40 degrees in here. You should have a cardigan for sure.
But now I'm wondering if there is a dead moose in my closet along with my cardigan.
And I'm wondering, how big is your closet? There could be a whole unsearched area containing remainder of a dead moose.
Well, I have a spare second bedroom that I call my closet.
Oh.
I get a lot of clothes from estate sales really cheap, and I hate to give them away, so I just keep them all in this, like, second spare bedroom.
All right, so it's possible a moose got in there, couldn't find its way out because of all the clothes, and then died, and you've recovered what happened to be a piece of his antler that broke off when he collapsed of exhaustion.
It's pretty gruesome to think about. I hate to think that there's a moose carcass in my closet stinking up all my cardigans.
And I hate to think about what else might be in there. You see, moose are pack animals. You're not just going to have one dead moose in there. You're going to have a whole pack of dead moose, most likely.
The next day, Professor, I found two more bones.
This is from a bear. And this looks like a human femur. What is going on in your closet?
I investigated farther into the second bedroom, and it turns out that it's not a bedroom after all. It's Alaska.
You were using Alaska as a spare bedroom for your cardigans.
Yeah.
Well, that explains all of these. I mean, Alaska's basically an animal and human graveyard. Everything kills you in Alaska.
I also, while I was in there, I found this beer that I thought you might enjoy.